We're going to do the Kuf Beis in Pesachim. We're going to start from the first line on the top. The Gemara just previously asked a question. Lefi Shitas Rav Chista, that says when you change locations, you need to make a new bracha. Depends on whether or not you had a. Depends on what you were eating. If you were eating food that had a kliyas to it, that required a bracha mein shalosh or something like that, then anachanami, I do not need to make another bracha because I'm still considered in the middle of the meal. Whereas if I ate something that did not have a kviyas, so then anachanami, even Rav Chista agrees that you have to make another bracha. So the Gemara just quoted a brisa that says that the only time you do not need to make a new bracha, that the only time you do not need to make another bracha is talking about where you left somebody stay at the meal. But if nobody stayed at the meal, then you do have to make another bracha, even when we're discussing something that has a kviyas to it. So it seems to contradict Rav Chista's shita, and the Gemara says, you're right, it does, but that's because it's following Rabbi Yehuda's shita that says, even those things that have a kviyas, you still have to make another bracha over again. Titanya. So we're going to start with the words Titanya on the top of Kuf Beis. Amar Alf, and the Gemara says like this. Titanya, we learned in a bray, so this is going to, we're going to prove Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It says, so we're talking about chaverim, tamidei chachamim, that were in the middle of a meal, but they stopped their meal to go learn, when they leave, they do not have to make a bracha now, so therefore when they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha. So they don't have to make a new bracha because they're in the middle of the meal. That's the Tanakama Shita. Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Bamed Varam Amurim, when can I possibly agree to that Shita? And whenever Rav Yehuda uses the term Bamed Varam Amurim, he's coming to argue on the Tanakama Shita. The Tanakama Shita just makes it a straight statement. It's always a rule, I don't have to make a new bracha. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's very qualified. Bamed Varam Amurim, when do I say that I don't have to make another bracha? Bizman Shanichasham Mixas Chaverim, when I left somebody at the meal. But if nobody stayed at the meal, then when they leave, they have to make a bracha at the end. And even when they come back, they have to make another bracha. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, it doesn't matter even when you're dealing with a kviyas. You still have to end the meal and make a new bracha. It's not considered part of the same meal. Oh, so the Gemara says, all the time, it's only, according to the Tanakama Shita, it's only because you're talking about those things that need a bracha in their place, like a kviyas, that's the Kishen Yotzenein Tuna Bracha L'mafreya, that's when they don't have to make another bracha. When they leave, Ukishen Chuzrenein Tuna Bracha L'chatchilim, when they come back, they don't have to make another bracha. So it's dafka those things that had a kviyas. Avodvarim Shein Tuna Bracha L'achareyim B'makoyman. But those things that did not create a kviyas that you have to make a bracha, dafka in that place. So even according to Rabbanon, those other things like a fruit or a drink, you certainly do have to make a bracha before you leave. And when you come back, you have to make another bracha before you continue eating. So this goes back, as you recall, on Kuf Aleph, the Rabbi Yochanan's shita was that you never have to make another bracha whenever you're in a new location, because it always counts. So we see that even according to the Tanakama here that says that you don't have to make another bracha, that's only talking about those things that have a kviyas, but those things that don't have a kviyas, you certainly need to make another bracha. So the Gemara is fine, so if so, it's not consistent with Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So the Gemara says, didn't we already, on the top of Kuf Aleph on the base, right at the top, the Gemara asked the contradiction and shlugged up Rabbi Yochanan before, why are we bringing a question from this brisa? So the Gemara answers, so from, let's say that this brisa also is inconsistent or contradicts Rabbi Yochanan and shlugs up Rabbi Yochanan Shita. And as Rashbam explains, the reason why we would bring it a second time is because if for some reason somebody is able to answer up the brisa that we asked before as a contradiction, there's a teretz that Rabbi Yochanan could be Masbir, I'll still have the second brisa, which again will be the same contradiction, and therefore will shlug up Rabbi Yochanan for this matter. Okay, so we see right now the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Yochanan is shlugged up. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan would be able to answer you as follows. So we have this simple contradiction about that according to the Rabbanan Shita, that when you don't have a kviyas, you do have to make another bracha. So the Gemara says, Hu adin, Amalach Rabbi Yochanan would answer as follows. Hu adin da'afidu dvarim she'ain tunim bracha la'achareim b'makoymon, even when you're dealing with those things that don't need necessarily a bracha right over here, nami ain tzrichin levarech, you really do not have to make another bracha. Oh, so if so, so why did the brisa list it as a case specifically that it was a kind of food that does have a kviyas, and it uses the akru raglam that they left from their meal? Why does it use that example? The reason why we use that example examples because we want to emphasize Rabbi Yehuda's shita that says even those foods that do have a kfiyis, that they will need a new bracha. And only over here, time of the mixes chaverim. Over here is different, an exception to the rule, because they left somebody at the meal. That's why they do not have to make another bracha. But if they had not left a group of people there when they left, so then if there's nobody staying, then when they leave, they have to make a bracha. And when they come back, they will need to make another bracha. So the reason, and we emphasize Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you are going to have to make another bracha. So the Rashbam and all the Rishonim asks why. Usually, whenever we have a machlekes and we're trying to emphasize one shita, we usually say Karech Tehatera Adif. We'd rather say the shita that's more kuladik. So why over here are we looking for Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Why are we emphasizing specifically Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which is more lechumra? So the Rashbam answers. Rashbam answers that we emphasize Rabbi Yehuda Shita even though he's l'chumro because he has two chedushim. Even when there's a kfiyas, you need to leave somebody, and even when you don't have a kfiyas, that you have to make another bracha. So that's why we want to specifically emphasize Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But the other Rishonim answer that Anachanami is a kula. The kula is that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a kula that you don't have to, that being making another bracha is a kula in Hilchas Brachas. Otherwise, you'd be saying a bracha lebatala, or saying a bracha shenitzricha. So, Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you could make the bracha. That's another way the other Rishonim want to learn. That's why we specifically do emphasize Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because he is the maker. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tanya Kavasa der Rav Chista. So let's bring a brisa like Rav Chista. Remember, Rav Chista was on Amud Beis on Daf Kuf Aleph, and he said also that whenever you change a place, you only have to make a bracha if it doesn't have a kriyas. So Tani Kavasa de Rav Chista. Let me bring you a brisa that's similar to Rav Chista Shita. Chaverim Shayim Esuvin Lishtois Yain. Here also the brisa specifically points out that we're drinking wine. You have a group of people that are drinking wine. V'akru Ragleim. So they left the meal b'chozru and then they came back. You don't have to make another bracha. So there is consistent with Rav Chista Shita. Why? Because since it's a kviyas, that's why you don't have to make another bracha. Because it's as if you never left the meal, you're still in the middle of that meal. However, Rav Chista would agree that if it wasn't, there was no kviyas and you left that meal, and a chanami, you're going to have to make another bracha. Tana Rabbanan, new thing. You have a group of people that are sitting down in the middle of a meal, and then it's Friday afternoon, and now all of a sudden it's Shabbos. So it's Shabbos. So what do you do about the fact that you started a new Kedusha? Now we're going to talk about specifically the wine. You bring a cup of wine, and you make Kiddush right away. And then a second cup of wine, you'll say benching. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rashbam does bring another gear, so that Anachanami, that here, the way it says, the order is first you make Kiddush and then you bench. The Rashbam does bring another Shita, which he doesn't agree with, that there is a Shita that said first you would bench and then you would make Kiddush. In any event, the point is that you have to drink two cups of wine, one for the sake of Kiddush and one for the sake of benching. Two different things. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, you can continue eating even after it gets dark. Rabbi Yosi Lashitasi, if you recall from the beginning of the parak, that Rabbi Yosi Shita was that you do not have to stop for Kiddush, and you can continue to eat. So you continue to eat your meal. Okay? Now on the top of our base. Gomru Kais Rishain. And then, so once you finish, Gomru, once you finish your meal, Kais Rishain, Nevarach Allah Berchas HaMazon. So then you finish your meal, so no problem, you have to bench. Vashani, but remember, it's now Shabbos, so you still have to make Kiddush. Vashani, and the second cup of wine, Omer Alav Kiddush HaSayim, you'll say Kiddush. Okay, so the point is that we see, even according to Rabbi Yosef Shitas, you have to break it down into two meals. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to break it down into two cups? Why do you have to break it down into two cups of wine? Why don't you say both Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush for the next part of the meal, for the next phase? Why don't you just say that on one cup of wine? Why do you need... Hello? Why do you need two cups of wine? So why do you have to say it on two cups of wine? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Huna in the neighborhood of Sheshes says, "Varm Eina, I'm Rim Shtei Kedushas Al Kois Echad." You never say two different types of kedushas, two different levels of kiddush. One in this case, benching, and also kiddush, a regular kiddush. What you can't say it on one cup of wine. My Taima, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lefisha Eina Oisin Mitzvos Chavilus. You don't try to pile it on one on top of the other, that it should become a burden. So we want to separate each one as its own separate mitzvahs, and therefore we have to do one separately for benching and the second one separately for the Kiddush. Okay, so that becomes the rule. So the Gemara now asks, Valoi, is that true that we never make two kedushas? We never do two different types of mitzvahs on one cup of wine? V'hatani, we learned in a brisa. Hanichnas labaye lebeisai. Somebody comes home b'matzah Shabbos. And on b'matzah Shabbos, and varach al hayayin, he has to make a bracha on wine. V'al ma'or, this is just a regular kiddush, and you make a bar ma'or ha'esh. V'al b'sonim, and a bar ma'or b'sonim. So that's a regular havdala. V'achachach leimer havdala al hakois. Now this is talking about where, right, yeah, so you have to make Kiddush, and then you make Havdalah al HaKos, a second cup. So we see over here that you have to make two separate cups of wine. However, the end of the Braisa, by the way, this is according to Shitas for Beis Shammai, that says that you make Bar Ma'ar before the Besamim. We do it the other way around, according to Beis Hillel. But this Braisa, for whatever reason, quotes Beis Shammai because it's the beginning of the Braisa. But here's the point that we're trying to emphasize. But if you only have one cup, you bench on that one cup, and then you continue on that same cup of wine, and you say havdalah. So here we see that you're dafka saying havdalah and berachas hamazon on one cup of wine. And havdalah is similar to kiddush. It's the same thing. And even so, we're combining havdalah and berachas hamazon onto one cup of wine. According to our rule, we shouldn't be allowed to do that. So the Gemara answers, ein lo shani. If he only has one cup of wine, so then there's nothing you can do about it. Avada, it's better to make both the brachas on that one cup of wine. L'chatchila, you shouldn't be combining two different things on one cup of wine. Two different mitzvahs. Oh, the Gemara says, is that true? V'ha yontif shechali yos achara Shabbos. But if you have yontif that follows immediately after Shabbos, the islay, in that case, the assumption is, and the Gemara is assuming at this point that we're talking about the first day of Pesach, where it's an obligation of everybody to have four cups, a minimum of four cups of wine. So we see people have the wine. The islay, that they have the wine. V'omar Rav, and Rav says, what's the order that we make Kiddush when you also have to make Havdalah because now it's Matzah Shabbos? Rav says, yayin Kiddush ner Havdalah. So you make yayin, and then Kiddush and Havdalah. So we see that you're making Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine. So we see that even though they're two different mitzvahs and you have a spare cup of wine, still you're only making everything on one cup. Amri, so they say no. Midalei Omar Zman, by the fact that we see that included over here, one of the brachas that is not included, is we do not say the Zman of Shehechianu, Michlal, the Beshri, Shal Pesach Haskinah. We assumed, as I said in the beginning, that we were talking about the first day of Yontif, so we thought everybody had wine. No, we're talking about the last day of Yontif, the last day of Pesach, and the Koma Dehavelei Ochalei, that whatever he had, he ate, so he no longer has extra wine. The less late. And he doesn't have, whatever he had, he ate, and he doesn't have another cup of wine. So as we said before, when you really only have one cup of wine, anachanami, then you can combine and make more than one bracha on one cup of wine. But, under normal circumstances, if you have available additional cups of wine, you should be separating out the different cups of wine for the different brachas. V'hayantif risha in the islay. But we could be talking about even on the first day of Yontif, when it's Matzah Shabbos, and therefore you should have two cups of wine, and even so, v'omer Abaye, yayin kiddush zman ner havdalah. Abaye shita is that you're going to make the zman right after kiddush. V'rova omer yak nahaz, which is what we paskin, that you make yayin kiddush ner havdalah zman, and you're going to make the zman. So here we're talking about making kiddush and havdalah on one cup of wine. So we see clearly that even though it's two different mitzvahs, you're still using one cup of wine. And since we're talking about Zman, that means we're talking about the first day of Pesach. And even so, we're saying on the first day of Pesach, you can still make, which means you have extra wine, and still you're making both Kiddush and Havdalah on one cup of wine. So the Gemara answers, Havdalah the Kiddush, Chodam Milsihi. That's because Kiddush and Havdalah are really one type of mitzvah. They're one type of mitzvah that says that they're both talking about a separation of Shabbos to Yontif or Chol or during the weekday. Therefore, it's all one mitzvah. Memele, we can all make it on one bracha of wine. Birchas Hamozlin veKiddush Trei Milininu. But Birchas Hamozlin, benching on a meal and making Kiddush, is really a completely different meal, a completely different type of bracha. And that kind of difference, we would not make two different types of mitzvahs on one cup of wine. So in the case of benching and Havdalah or benching and Kiddush. So then in Hanami, we have to use two cups of wine because those are two different mitzvahs, and if you have two cups of wine available, you have to separate them out. But when you're dealing with Kiddush and Havdalah, like we do on a Matzah Shabbos that goes into Yontif, that's really the same concept. Mele, it's not considered mishing or mixing two different mitzvahs together. That's basically the one concept. Therefore, we could use one cup of wine. Okay, we'll stop over here.